For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
You know, there's so much going on in the world today, you know, whether it's stuff you're excited about, like, you know, the Braves in the playoffs, or stuff you'd rather not think about, like COVID. You can't always control the vibes out there. You can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Now, I love these Raycon earbuds because I listen to Spotify every day while I'm doing cardio, and whether I'm listening to Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, or fantasy football podcasts. You can use them to pump up, wind down, work, or work out. Raycons are my go-to for the on-the-go audio. And the new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these are impressive before you even start listening, and they're very, very comfortable. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. There's also an all-new awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. That's incredible. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium auto brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons comes with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So right now, Keep It at 100 listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/K100. That's buyraycon.com/K100 to save 15% on Raycons. That's buyraycon.com/K100.
And real talk, man, we got these earbuds not too long ago, and all of us called each other first day talking about how great they were and the quality. Go check them out. Get your earbuds at Raycon. Boom.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
We got a new sponsor. Loved Again Media offers a subscription box service for physical media on both DVD and Blu-ray. You pick and choose the box size and types of genres you receive in your monthly subscription box. A variety of boxes in different price ranges to match against your budget can start from anywhere between $20 to up to $120, which is 40 Blu-rays a month. In addition, they offer a bargain bin, where you can snag titles for $4 on DVD and Blu-rays and TV shows for $5 each. Prices are static, and it doesn't matter which titles you pick, the prices are always $4 and $5. Free shipping on orders over $15. With Love to Get Media, you own the titles, instead of having to lease them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this Loved Again Media. I actually found it and reached out to them the other day because I was using their site. I mean, I'm a big fan of owning the physical products myself rather than, you know, you buy them on your cable service or you can only stream on Netflix. When you own it, you own it. And, you know, you have your collection and everything like that. I know there's a lot of people listening to the show that like to collect their Blu-rays and keep them, keep their library going. Or they like to own physical copies of the video games instead of having to download it. If the service is down, you can't play it online, all that crap. So when you order your physical copies and you have them, that's it. They're yours.
Plus, yeah. You also have the whole collection, physical collection of the Gremlins and Harry Potter, correct?
Of course. I mean, the classics, right?
Yeah, well, also, it's not just the Blu-rays and DVDs. You also have video game subscription boxes where you can receive PS2, PS3, Xbox, Xbox 360 classic titles for as little as $4 per game. And they also, for the fans of albums, like Vince Russo likes to call them, they have a vinyl record subscription box as well. Loved Again Media is a place to go whether you already have a large collection of physical media or you're just starting out. And they're a family-run business, and their website is born to help save fees from shopping at places like eBay and Amazon. The savings on these fees, they've passed back to the customers by offering unbeaten prices from an online shop. And you can shop at lovedagainmedia.com/K100. That's LOVEDAGAINMEDIA.com/K100. And the K100 gets you 15% off your order. That's a huge deal.
After all those discounts already, you get another 15% off?
Yep.
Right. So Joe's already been using their services, and soon I will be checking out some of their LPs because I'm a big fan of playing something on a record player. I like that LP sound. So get all your videos and vinyl and gaming needs at Loved Again Media. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping. Bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop.
If you stop it, I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my hand it down in quiet.
This is a mailbag this week?
Yes.
The first one's from P. Alberto Sanchez. And the subject is Bailey's full-fledged heel turn. What's up, guys? Hope the gender-neutral crowd isn't offended by me calling you through that.
That's tremendous.
We're just talking about that.
Yeah.
Bailey finally went full heel and said the half-assed way she was doing over the last month. Given the marks cheer heels, can they get Bailey over the heel with heat? If so, how do they do it? P. Alberto Sanchez. Well, I'll tell you what Bailey did so far, she changed her look.
Yeah.
And she doesn't look like anything that you would like.
Short,
have you noticed
short
that?
Hair.
You know what she looks like? She looks like a character from Game of Thrones. Doesn't she look like one of those younger girl characters from Game of Thrones?
I just saw the haircut. Did they change her gear and stuff too?
No.
No.
But the haircut does look Game of Thrones-ish, a little mushroom cut.
And it looks a little annoying.
Yeah.
The haircut's like annoying, which is good for me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's decent heel stuff
because
the haircut bothers me. You know,
right?
So, right. So that's good. She probably had to do it to bother the fans.
Right.
So she can't get over the heel if she embraces. If she continues to embrace this,
yeah,
that was good. I thought it was great when she cut up the Bailey buddies.
Yep.
You know, that was great. That was kind of a heelish thing to do. And I think, bro, very easy to get heat. The best way to me to get heat is real easy. Insult the fans because they feel they're so entitled. They're a bunch of fucking snowflakes and they have this fake and over the top outrage. Show pictures of them in the audience and bury them.
Yes.
You know, somebody like me would never go out with a nerd like that.
Yeah.
You're whatever. You know what I'm saying? Insult the fans because they're so entitled and they think they run the show and they think they're almighty. Insult the fans, bro. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Next one's from Luis Mirales and the subject is Cain Velasquez. Hey, K100 crew, I recently saw a clip of Cain Velasquez on AAA, and I gotta say I was impressed. He was surprisingly really good. With how quick he's picking up the business, the potential Disco and Conan seeing him, do you guys think he can have a rookie year like how Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey had? Thanks, Luis Morales from Inglewood, California. Number one, Ronda Rousey rookie year was nothing like Kurt Angle's. Okay, Kurt Angle's was a huge hit because he drew and he got over. And here's the thing too, Kurt Angle's a great promo. Okay, if Kane can cut promos like Kurt Angle, he can have a rookie year similar. But Kurt was one of the best promo guys in the business from day one. So that, Ronda wasn't, and I don't know if Kane is. Because yeah, Kane's kind of like just, Kane's not really had to cut any promos yet. You know, so we'll see how he does when he cuts promos, where you have to, like, sell a fight, you know?
Yeah. So Ronda was not a good promo, and though they did put in a very, 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 very tough
spot.
She was
just pushed.
Yeah.
But Kurt was pushed because he got
good mic value. But she did do better in the ring than anybody expected her to do, you know. I think Kane is very, very talented for his age and his weight and never having done this before, his pedigree, his training ethic. Bro, he was in the ring waiting for everyone, stretching and doing all this fucking shit while everybody was catering. Okay.
Right.
So he's got this, you know, he's got the UFC mindset, you know, training for hours, getting up. I mean, he's fucking ready to go.
Work ethic.
Right. Almost like a guy that was in the military, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he called me once to buy a ring to put in his backyard so he can train. He's actually coming to San Diego next week to train with Rey Mysterio. So he's willing to put in the time, you know? I definitely think that he could have a great rookie year. Not only that, bro, you met him, Disco. Mm-hmm. He's a beautiful human being with a great heart, great dad, bro. I'm super rooting for him.
All right, so this next one is the last. I wanted to announce this. This is the last mailbag letter we're ever going to read from this guy. Okay?
Huh. Is it Joe Troller?
I'm not going to read them. It's from Kaipo Punohu.
Oh, nice.
The subject is It's Been a While.
All right.
Hey, Disco, I have a question for you. Why do you suck? I mean, you hang out with two kick-ass guys like Conan and Joe every week.
Wait a minute.
Would think that
I'm the second one. Go ahead.
One would think that would rub off, but alas, it doesn't. Maybe you should get demoted to Hughie's show because he sucks too, and he's boring.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Conan and Joe, keep up the good work. Disco, keep up the work, you trash. Kaipo, Panohu. P.S. The hand job of the week should be Hawaiian third themed. I'm thinking of a macadamia nut and Dole pineapple whip.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Okay, well, this is the last mailbag we will read from Kaipu. So you've been banned from the mailbag.
Yeah. Wow, okay. That's hard to do because we've had a lot of jackasses. First ban, wow.
You know, why do I suck? I don't suck. So your whole post is fake news. Right?
Smart move by Kaipu there because I saw on Twitter that he mentioned his recent emails didn't get read on the show. And then strangely enough, he puts me over in the email. And here it is. That's quite a coincidence, don't you think?
Well, I think you're a mark for people putting you over.
Joe, if you want Kaipo to send you personal emails on how good you're doing, then have him feel free to do that. Okay, but they're not getting rid of the show. Right? So Kaipo, if you want to send Joe an email and evaluate his how well he does each week, you're more than welcome to do that. But it's not going to be read in the show, right?
Coming soon on the Creative Control Daily Mailbag.
Go ahead. If you read enough of the emails, you can probably give Michelle.
Right. If you don't hear Joe enough on Raven, on our show, what other show are you on that you talk a lot or you're a co-host?
Well, I'm on Hughie's show every now and then.
Every now and then. You're always on Hughie's show. You're always on Durbin's show. You're always somebody else. There's another guy.
I was on Hambone's show a couple weeks ago.
Hughesley, Hambone, and Durbin. You're always on their show. So if you're not hearing enough Joe on all those shows, he's also on now 5 days a week. Go ahead.
Next one's from Abel Quintana. Subject is Lex Luger. Hey, guys, I really missed a Disco list last week. I think you should bring it back or at least replace it with something else. The Disco list is not... We're not bringing it back every week. Okay, this is just an attraction. It got a little bit repetitive, and you guys don't understand is that
it eats up a lot of time.
We're having to put in a lot of time recording that, and it's like once a month is fine. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's like, hey, you guys, in a couple weeks, the Disco list will be back up again, so look forward to it. There you
go. Plus, like I said, bro, if you really want to pop and you really want to enjoy yourself, if you're a Patreon member, all the shows are free, correct, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, go back to the embryonic stages, okay? See how it got started, because Joe says the very first disco list was six names.
Something like that, yeah.
So see how names got added and why, because that's hilarious in itself. So go back, and check it out.
Hey, guys. So let's get started with the disc. Can you guys share some stories about Lex Luger? The word is back in the day he was full of himself, but the people around him say it was hilarious. I love the show. Keep up the good work. F. Feeney, LOL. All right. Luger, that is a good way to describe him. Luger was full of himself, but Luger, if he liked you, was very entertaining to be around. He was very witty, had a lot of very strange character quirks about him that were entertaining.
Yeah, he was super OCD. Bro, right. That name, the narcissist, fit him to a T, okay? Right. Plus, not only that, I remember, he had a great dry wit like Dean Malenko.
Yes. Yes.
Or like, do you remember that comedian who was one of my favorites of all time, Stephen Wright?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he was like Steve. Yes, he was very Stephen Wrightish in his dry wit. He also invented what me and Conan refer to today that I've patterned myself after is the Luger talk.
Yes.
Where he has an uncanny ability, no matter how strong of a talker you are, he will talk over you and dominate the conversation. Okay.
Right.
I learned a lot of my technique from Lex Luger.
Go ahead.
He was very quirky.
Yes.
When he grew, he's from just a regular family in Buffalo. He was a professional football player, but he's also a pianist. He played the piano growing up. Okay, right. So he's obviously very well educated. You can tell he's very intelligent from a very smart family. Okay.
Yep.
I think his dad was a doctor. You know, he's just like he's got good pedigree. Like the best. If Luger was not in the wrestling business, he would have been doing something else very successfully, okay? Because that's who he comes across as.
Yeah.
Because he looks great, train hard.
Right.
When you go out with him, if you go to his hotel room, like him and Bagwell would be standing there with their shirts off, and they'd have the freezer open to the refrigerator so they could stay cool before they go out. They would stand next to the open freezer on the refrigerator drinking beer before they went out with their shirts off. So that was always quirky to see the way these guys act and stuff like that. And
as you know, in wrestling, which is one of the best things in wrestling, is you always have your driving buddies, right? So I'll always ask guys who are you driving with? You know, and so you always usually drive with the same people. Mm-hmm. So obviously when I was in the NWO, I was always driving with Scott, Kevin, or Luger, all right? Kevin and Luger, as well as Dean Malenko, three of the best pilots you ever want. They always knew where the best hotels were. They always knew where the gyms were, where the tanning places were, best places to eat, and never fell asleep at the wheel. Very rarely got lost, if ever. And so me and him were always going at, especially because he started, for some weird reason, he started to listen to hip hop music. Okay. And I remember once he was in the locker room and he was mad because he couldn't find his DMX tape. Okay. While he was wearing FUBU. Okay. How great is that? Okay. So we'd be in the car and, bro, we would have massive discussions. And one of the discussions we would have is, I would always tell him, if white guys are so tough, how come I don't see any white? How come I don't see any white guys in boxing? He would say, "All the tough white guys are in football." but anyways, he had a great dry hit like Stephen Wright. And let me tell you three of my favorite Stephen Wrightisms. Okay, I bought some batteries and they weren't included.
Right.
You can't have everything. Where would you put it? Okay. And I went to a restaurant that served breakfast at any time. So I ordered French toast during the Renaissance. How great is that?
He said, "One time I got a parking ticket the other day. I pleaded insanity. I said, 'Judge, don't you think it's completely crazy to park in the parking lane or to park in the passing lane?' He said, 'Yes.' And I asked him what time it was, and he told me, and I said, 'No further questions.'"
How about what he did? But his delivery was the best because it was like that, very deadpan, never emotion, right?
Yeah.
And he says, there's another one I would love. He says, I came home, somebody had robbed my house and replaced everything with an exact replica. How great is that?
Right.
Stephen Wright and Lex Luger for life. Boom. Yes.
Next one is Mike Robinson, and the subject is promos. What up, Keeping 100 crew? Questions more for Conan and Disco. My question is, what do you think is the blueprint to being a good promo guy, and how would you go about getting better at doing promos? I am quite sure other wrestlers want to be better at doing promos, but it's something that is not being deliberately taught outside of the Performance Center. Thoughts? Thank you, Mike Robinson from Raleigh, North Carolina. Bro, just go watch good promo guys. I grew up watching Piper, Dusty, Flair, Macho. You know, these guys just cut great promos. Go back to some of my gold. Go on YouTube and just, like, watch the way some of these guys do their little one and a half, you know, they're called market specs. Back then, guys had to use to cut promos for towns, okay? And they're called market specifics, market specs. And Mean Gene would be there with Macho, and they'd be promoting a show in Long Island where Macho would be wrestling Steamboat. And Macho would cut a one-minute promo on Ricky Steamboat. So it's just kind of like, and then that's kind of like what you have to do with wrestling today, because a lot of you guys are independent wrestlers wrestling on, you know, you're cutting promos on social media. You know, I would do this. Go watch a guy like Killer Cross. Watch how he does his videos that he produces for his matches, his indie matches. You know, just I don't know. It's just like and if you're not an entertaining guy, like if you're not somebody that's a cool person to talk to, then you got a lot of work to do, because now you have to figure out promo style, because a lot of guys are just entertaining people just to talk to so they can cut good promos, you know?
Yeah. For a great promo, you just have to step into the shoes of the character you're portraying and become that character. And I've always felt that like the best promos are usually the guys that in real life have the gift of gab. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you either have it or you don't. It's very hard to learn to become a good promo. I haven't seen many guys do it. The one guy that was a terrible promo and then became a great promo, and he showed me it can be done, was Eddie Guerrero.
Right.
I did a soap opera once in Mexico, and I was with a lot of great actors. And I remember this one great actor, he had given me this tip where he was telling me, so when you do your promos, you don't sound like you're trying to memorize your lines, like, hey, come over here, you know, how to throw emotions in it. He said, learn to multitask. So while you're wearing a tie, practice your talking skill, use a mirror, and film yourself and work on every detail, like your facials, your eyes, your mannerisms. Learn like a one-minute promo and perfect it. Now do the same promo while you're doing your tie and throw in different emotions, happy, mad, sad, glad, and that will help you sharpen up your talking ability. And so learn to multitask while you're doing your promo, so you don't sound like you're just trying to remember your lines. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Disco?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's something here I want to read to you. I guess, where is this post at? Hang on, let me see here. All right, so I guess that you, let me see if I got on my phone here.
I think the best person to ask about promos after that scintillating promo he did last week would be Joe.
One take Feeney, they call me.
Oh, yeah.
I guess did you
one
did
take
you
is
see,
all we could take.
Did you?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
You see, did you see Chris Bay come across, have that match against Daivari's brother?
I didn't see it.
Okay, so I guess the Wrestling Observer gave like a report of the match.
Right.
And the gist of it was that Bay looked like a bigger star than Daivari.
Right.
Everything Daivari did to him, Bay did better.
Right.
And it said Bay, and this is the most important. It says Bay throws a great punch. Bay's punches look better than 90% of the guys on the roster already.
Right.
Okay. Do you know who taught Chris Bay how to punch?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
And not only that, I had read that Bay was like in 3 different shows this week. Like, yeah. I think Impact, WWE, and maybe Ring of Honor or something like that.
Yeah, he's got a super future. Well, he's 22, right? Or 21, and he's super young.
He's great.
Yeah, how's he doing in AAA?
He hasn't come yet because he hasn't bought.
Oh, that's right.
He needs to get his passport.
Well, how long does it take him to get his passport?
I don't know.
Well, how would I know that?
Right. Exactly.
Next one is from. Would I get my mail? Hang on, I gotta get back in the mail bag. So the next one is from. DVD Connection, Boulevard Connection at Gmail. Subject is K100 Questions. Salutations, gentlemen. This is Ipkiss from Southgate, California. I was wondering if you fellows think the Rusev angle was done because he had contracted conversations with AEW. Also, Conan, what happened to the AAA event that was supposed to be held at the Forum in LA this weekend? Lastly, if we contacted you, Conan, to be manager for Kane, would you be interested? If WWE contacted you to be manager for Kane, would you be interested? Thanks, fellas. Okay, the first one is... So Rusev was having contract negotiations. That would be a reason why he's got heat while they're doing that angle.
I don't know anything about that.
I never heard that.
Did you hear that?
I didn't.
Did you hear, Joe?
No, I never heard that. But I've been.
We're not going to comment on speculation. All right. What happened to the AAA event that was supposed to be the LA Forum this weekend?
I didn't ask, and I wasn't told because what difference would it make? Because I was just told it was postponed, and I was amped because when we did the press conference in Mexico, the press was super rowdy, and I knew it was going to be lit because we have a record of drawing in LA, and it has the largest concentration of Mexicans anywhere in the United States, and I had a really good card. I'm just waiting for the new day, bro. I was super bummed, so I have no idea why it was canceled this time because tickets were doing better than they were in New York, obviously. I don't know. I would love to do something with Kane.
Time out. I get a reason why it might have been canceled. Is it canceled because Kane signed with WWE?
No.
You sure?
Yes, it was canceled before then.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So the next one's from Spider D, and the subject is best moves. Good day from Australia. I've always admired Bob Holly's dropkicks, Benoit's chops, and I know the Superior one is one of the best punchers in the game. Are there any guys that you worked with back in the day that you consider masters of a particular move or strike? Get your disco candles, boom. From Dion Spider D. Schuler, a.k.a. Vita Loca, professional wrestler, Cairns, Australia.
Well, that's an old-school verbal gem, get your disco candles. Remember when we used to do the Amazon commercials?
He put a trademark on it, too, by the way. TM. Get what your disco candles trademarked.
That's tremendous.
Do I consider masters of a particular move? I thought Jerry Lawler and Terry Funk, I thought were two of the best punchers. I liked there was a guy called... the hell is this guy? It was an Englishman that had an incredible dropkick. Tony Charles, I think, was his name.
Yeah, Tony Charles.
He had a great dropkick. Okay, so when I was growing up, that dropkick stood out. Okay. Particular skill. No, that's about me. Everybody, I grew up with everybody. I don't know.
What about Lance Storm's dropkick?
It's a good one. How about you, Conan?
I don't think there's any particular skill. I did love the punching back in our day, like in Florida, yeah. Jack Briscoe.
Right.
You know, I thought Ed Graham... all those guys in Florida, because they were like, they always ended up in some sort of bunkhouse match or lights out match or Texas death match. And so they were, you know, there's a lot of blood and good punching, something that, you know, I just really think that if you brought that back to wrestling today, it would make the matches way, way, way more exciting. But I wasn't more, I was more into people that, you know, did creative things. Like, I was a big fan of when Sabu first came out and his creativity, everything Ray and Psychosis was doing. When I first saw Too Cold Scorpio, I thought for his weight, his height, he was doing incredible shit. Booker T was doing incredible shit. You know, I've always been more like, not a particular move, but just the way certain guys, you know, were creative or original. You know what I'm saying?
The next one is from Joe Troller, your boy.
All right. Let's kazoo him right off the bat.
The subject is Cody Hall. What's up, boys? I want to ask about Cody Hall. For those who don't know, Cody Hall is the son of Scott Hall. He's worked for years in Japan, but it seems like his career is falling pretty badly, and even to the point that on his Twitter last week, he was publicly saying that he's available to work anywhere he gets offered. So my question is, why do you think that no American companies have ever tried to sign him? Does he have a bad rep backstage? I always thought that Triple H was signing in seconds because of his friendship with Hall. So what's the news on Cody Hall? P.S. Feeney, I like the new Daily Show version of the podcast, and stop booking Frankie Kazarian on the show. Wow, that's interesting. Stop booking Frankie Kazarian. Why is...
That's
Joe Troller.
Juicy Frankie feels terrific.
Joe Troller is a pretty good question, Joe. Why is Cody Hall not... He looks like $1 million. He's Scott Hall, so why is he not getting signed anywhere?
Well, I met him when he was a kid. I heard from guys in Japan that worked with him that he was difficult to work with, okay? It doesn't seem like he's really done much. You very rarely hear about him. And like you said, he's got a great look, great size, great pedigree. So I don't know. It might be his attitude. Maybe word got around that he's difficult to work with. I don't want to talk on something I don't know for a fact, but I was told that. And to Joe Troller, we will stop reading your letters before we stop booking Juicy Frankie. You might be the second guy with Kaino Pahano or whatever his name is. Yeah, because Frankie's one of the coolest guys in the business. Boom.
Have you ever...
It's just for the Frankie Kazarian thing. Yeah.
Have you ever considered bringing him to Mexico, or had anyone recommend Cody to you, just out of curiosity?
No, because Mexico, you have to know Lucha Libre, and I doubt he knows it.
The next one's from Ryan Bendick. Subject is La Parca. Hey, guys, any good La Parca stories? Always love the bigger Lucha chairman. Thanks.
I know that Scott used to love when Parker would order a fried chicken salad. He goes, what's the use of ordering a salad if with fried chicken? But this is kind of a story of us together. There's a place called Nogales, which is a border town. It's by Arizona. And some kid had smacked Rey Mysterio in the back. And Rey Mysterio, not violent at all, turned around and he slapped the kid. So when we got, so as we're going up, there were these stairs that went up to the dressing room. So I went up, I was first, and somebody screams, hey, Ray is in a fight. So I come running downstairs, and Ray is being attacked by the kid's uncles. There's like two guys attacking him. And Parker started the fight with one of the uncles, and then the crowd jumped in. So I came flying down and I started fucking punching people, and I grabbed the chair and I started hitting people. Fucking a riot broke out and we had to fucking go upstairs, and the people wouldn't let us down. So they called the cops. The cops came in, they went up the stairs, and they were like, you know, Parker had his mask off, and he goes, okay, where's La Parca? He goes, and nobody would say anything. Okay, well, if nobody tells us who La Parca is, you're all going to jail. So La Parca said, yeah, it's me. And he put on his mask. He goes, okay, listen, the people are really pissed off. We're going to take you outside, okay? We're going to bring you to the police station, and then we're going to let you go, okay? And I was like, all right, but I do not handcuff me. And they were like, yeah, we're not going to handcuff you. So we get outside, and the people were fucking mad. How come they're not handcuffed? And they tried to handcuff me. And when they tried to handcuff me, I just kept walking. And I said, no way anybody in this motherfucker is going to handcuff me. And so they fucking took out their guns, bro. This is how crazy I was back then. They took out their guns, and I kept walking. I was like, what are you going to do, shoot me in public? And I kept walking. So they put this line around me. And they were like, all right, And I said, the first motherfucker that touches me, I'm going to fuck him up. So they maced me, all right? And they put me in this chokehold. And I was thinking to myself, if I flip this guy over, they're probably all going to get on me. So they brought me into the car, and they brought me to jail, and they had me and Parker there. All of a sudden, all these guys started showing up with fucking, and this is a shoot, with a neck brace, with slings. And they were like, yeah, Conan and Parker. And I'm like, bro, there's no way we fucked all these guys up, and not to that fucking extent. And the people were there, bro. And what the cops did is they just waited for the, and some wrestlers came up, came to the jail cell to make sure that they didn't do anything bad to us. And finally, the people, the cops said, don't worry, they're going to stay in jail the whole night. And people started to leave. We actually went out that night with the guys that arrested us, okay, to some fucking strip bar. And when I get back to my hotel, as I'm getting to my hotel, Ray's leaving his room, which was right by mine, with a whole bunch of people, and he had been partying with in his hotel room. And I was so mad because this whole thing happened because of him. And he didn't even go to the fucking jail place to see if there was anything wrong with me. But anyways, that's my La Parca story. Is the disco freeze? Yes. How crazy is that, Joe?
It's pretty wild. Pretty wild.
Not to mention, bro, not to mention that they had TV cameras there that was filming this live. It was fucking a major incident.
Yeah, pepper spray and mace is no, it's no picnic.
Yeah, I know they were thinking, fuck this. First guy that gets near this guy is probably going to fuck me up. I'm not going to be the first guy. Let's mace this motherfucker.
Conan, I have a question for you.
Yo, what up?
Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween?
No.
It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped.
Oh, tremendous.
It's accurate.
When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. So Manscaped is a product we've been using here quite often. It's, have you ever tried to trim your balls? It turns into a Freddy Krueger film. Well, luckily Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love the signature scent and will scare away those vampires. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out there and the werewolf in your pants is howling, and it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. And oh, did I mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? That means you can use it in the shower, the bathtub, and anywhere where there's water. And the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulation. Their Crop Reserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. You know what we mean? We're talking about your pumpkins, right?
Right.
That's your balls.
Yeah, the same thing when they said at the beginning, don't carve your pumpkins.
But trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even throwing two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0. These are my favorites. The boxers and the Shed Travel Bag.
Tremendous. Bring
comfort and boxers to another level. These are Manscaped boxers, and they're tremendous. They're like silky soft. If you're looking like Wolverine and haven't cut your nails recently, be sure to look into the Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. I just used that today. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on the website, so be sure to check it out. Basically, it's all your grooming comes with this with Manscaped.
Right.
So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100, that's K100, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Say trick-or-treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
You know, basketball has great little lines about the pumpkins. But,
you know, even though it's a sponsor, I am a customer. You know, we, you know, they take care of us.
Well,
stuff,
especially since he got a free razor.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but I do. I place an order like every 4 to 6 weeks, and I get the Crop Reviver spray, and I get the foot spray too, because that's good for your feet and your shoes. Keep them smelling nice. So check that
this
out.
This is our best-selling item. It's incredible. All three of us use it. A lot of the boys in the business use it, and they've taken advantage of the promo code. We'll name drop the Mysterios for one. Boom. But anyways, the one thing that's incredible about this fits all your grooming needs, is that they don't even tell you that you could use it on your hair, you could use it on your face, you could, you know, I mean, it's incredible under your arms. So men, women, you know, and like I've always said, everybody shaves except for German women, nothing. So check it out. You know, keep your shit clean and groom with Manscaped. Boom. That day you could have had a bad day. That day, so many things could have happened in real time that you don't even remember why you made that. That could have had something to do with that decision. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, especially when you're talking about something as complex as a finish. You know, guy could have been injured. You may have gone into the day thinking you're going to do one thing, and now you've got to work around an injury and completely change the finish. And maybe you didn't figure that out till 2 hours before the match. It kind of stuff happens, you know. It's real TV. It's real time, live TV. Shit happens, and that's what makes it cool.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a quick question. Just going back to this Bret Hart thing, because I just want to ask you, Eric. Is there maybe a misconception that he has that you think is, because I don't even know where like all this started, but Disco was telling me that. He thought Bret might have been mad because what was the theory you gave me yesterday? About they wanted to beat him when he came in or something like that?
This is Eric, I don't know if you remember this, because this is and this is where my memory, this is why I was going to ask you. Was there a prevailing, because Kevin was the booker when Bret came in, right?
No.
Who was the booker when Bret came in? Who was in charge?
Kevin Sullivan was primarily, but I oversaw all the NWOs. So the stuff at the very top, I kind of oversaw, but Kevin Sullivan was working underneath me.
Okay, because here was the thing I thought that, like, when Nash was booking Bret, I think that there was a feeling that Bret coming off of the screw job and not wanting to do the job in Montreal is that he didn't know if Bret was going to want to do business. Like saying, like, if we were going to have that, like, if we were going to have that same problem with him here at NWCW, do you remember? Did you have conversations with Kevin about that? With Bret? Like, no, not at all.
No, Bret. No, I didn't. You know, and Bret came in whenever he came in. When did Bret come in? 97, I believe.
Yeah, late 97.
Kevin didn't start booking until 98, so quite a bit of time had come. Bret had already been in there for quite a while. Before
bro, you know what I remember about that, Eric? I'm sorry, because this just popped in my mind. Do you know what I remember when Kevin took over as booker? You and me were having a conversation, and I remember you telling me that you were very, very tired and that Kevin was going to take over for a while, and you were going to go to France, I think, with your daughter or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took my daughter there for her spring break, and I was beat, not because of booking, not because of wrestling.
Yeah.
I was fighting, you know, a war on the corporate side with AOL Time Warner that you guys didn't have to deal with. That's right. What I was getting tired of. The booking stuff was not hard. The wrestling side, well, it was hard. Don't get me wrong. That's not a true statement. It was stressful and it was difficult for a lot of reasons, but primarily because I was fighting a much, much bigger fight internally on the corporate side of things, because there were people within Turner Broadcasting, AOL Time Warner, that were pulling the rug right out from underneath us. And that's what I was tired of. That's what I was stressed out about, not the booking.
That's one thing you said in the Bash of the Beach. You bring that up, bro, because you're dealing with people, you're fighting with people that are getting their information from the sheets, and like you're fighting the corporate people that their source of information is the kayfabe sheets, and you're having to go in there and they're looking at you like you're not the credible one in these situations. I know you've got over the years you get aggravated with this, and I've been aggravated with this too. Is that, you know, the Meltzers and Kellers and stuff, and then because they have a following of people that read their stuff on a weekly basis, that it's like they've looked at us like the talent is not the experts in the situation. It's like the people that the kayfabe sheet guys are. And that aggravates me to no end. That like our credibility, like up against those guys, is like the fans look at us like we're not the credible ones. And I'm like, God almighty, that does that bother you?
It did. It doesn't anymore. I could give two shits now, obviously. Right. But, you know, and look, it's not as bad now as it used to be. You know, I bust Meltzer's chops a lot, but I'll be the first one to say, Dave has, you know, he's got his sources, and there are a lot of times I'll read something that he's written, and I'll go, wow, that doesn't sound, you know, that sounds a little out there, but, you know, I'll keep an open mind because, you know, 60% of the time or so, you know, he's on the money well in advance of anybody else. But that's today. Same thing with Keller. I used to go nuts with some of the stuff that Keller writes. But you know what? Keller's pretty straightforward now. I mean, he's pretty, you know, he's a very legitimate. He doesn't editorialize. And that's here's where I used to get hot. Guys like Meltzer and Keller, you know, Meltzer especially, he had great sources like with the buildings. And he knew how to find out ticket sales. And he knew how to find out certain factual information that he would report on. He would report on ratings, which was public knowledge. You had to know how to find it, but you didn't have to be, you know, an investigative reporter at CNN to do it. You just had to do it. And he would report those facts, and then mixed in with those facts, he would editorialize. And we'd hear his points of view and his perspective, which is okay too, by the way. I'm cool with that. But when you blend your editorial and your point of view and what you think is right or wrong in amongst the facts, and you don't distinguish between what's your opinion and what is a fact, all of a sudden you blurred the lines. So these people that, you know, read, you know, A. Meltzer or A. Keller or whoever was writing at the time, they're reading this information and, you know, in one paragraph, they're getting legitimate facts, and in the next paragraph, they're getting some bullshit fucking opinion from a guy that wasn't even at the event, that had to rely on some, you know, third-party guy who said he was at the event. He may not have ever really been there, but he reported that he was, and now that's being reported as fact. And that's what used to drive me nuts, is just blending, you know, personal opinion and actual fact and not distinguishing between the two, because I find that to be very misleading.
Yeah, because we grow up, we're older, we grow up, we read the newspaper, you read the news, and on the back page, the heading on the page is editorial. It's like, so the editorial section is separate from the news. You know what I'm saying? That's what's always bothered me. And like, you talked about like, I had never had a relationship with these guys. And like, you said, like, you know, we had the kayfabe stuff, and you had the kayfabe angles, you had the kayfabe, the Bash of the Beach, you know, from the boys, because, you know, back then, if the boys were talking to the sheets, and their thing was to basically spoil things, is like what they were doing. But the one guy you said that you thought that didn't really exercise as much editorial privilege as a guy that I started a relationship with was Jason Powell. And it was funny because he was the first guy that had ever like even contacted me. Like, let's see, like if I had stories that were written about me. And instead of like them calling me and like asking me for my version, I would have to call them and say, hey, look, you know, you could have called me. here's the true story. And they would print like despite what Disco says, this is the story I'm getting. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's what you guys are doing. I wash my hands. But I like Jason Powell because we started a dialogue over fantasy football. Because he was a fantasy football writer for Fantasy Football magazine too, and I had no clue. And he became a pretty cool guy. So did you like? And I thought I'd read in the past that you'd written some positive things about him. Do you have a good relationship?
Yeah, no,
with
him? And I've done stuff with Jason. I trust Jason. Yeah. You know, I've given him some off the record stuff that he never repeated. And he's a straight up. You know, he gives you his opinion, but at least he tells you that's his opinion, and he doesn't have an agenda. And again. Mm-hmm. Things have changed now. Everything's different now. But going back in, even when I was in AWA, you know, Keller and Meltzer were writing shit that used to drive everybody nuts because half the stuff they were writing and were making up. And the other half was stuff that, you know, other people were telling him. And look, Conan, you know, anybody knows as you do, there's a lot of guys out there in a locker room that were feeding Meltzer stuff.
Right.
Hoping that Meltzer would say good things about them in the dirt sheet.
Right.
Because everybody knew that, you know, if some office guy is reading a dirt sheet and Meltzer's putting somebody over, well, bam, guess what? I might get a better spot. I mean, that kind of shit happened. I saw it happen. I heard it happen. Long before I ever got into management in WCW, I wasn't one of the boys, so to speak, because I wasn't a wrestler, but I was an announcer in the same fucking locker room. I was in the cars hearing the same conversations. I was in the bars listening to the same conversations. I know what was going on. I was part of it. I heard it firsthand. So, you know, that was my bitch back then, but I try not to think about it too much more. God, Disco, quit asking me about dirt sheets. You're raising my blood pressure.
The funniest thing is it's a major part of like what your show, because basically Conrad is just, you know, basically reading for, you know, basically grilling you on stories that happened. And
I know, and that's why I'm asking you to quit doing it now, because I'm going to tape with him tonight, and I'm going to get 2.5 hours of this shit. So for God's sake, come up with another freaking question.
Wow. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out BetterHelp.com/Conan. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's very convenient, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help, but it is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you. There are licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. And anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, and it's affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. We all here at K100 want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Conan. You can join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Conan.
Yeah, so highly recommend this. As you know, I suffer from mental health issues, and if you're struggling with this or it's the onset of mental health problems, this is a great place to go and talk to somebody that can help you get through your issues.
Yeah, if you're feeling like you just don't feel right. Like if you've been nervous or have anxiety, you don't know what's going on, just give him a call.
Yeah, and this is the
thing.
That's all
under the guise of mental health is how you feel mentally. You know, and if you're not feeling mentally good, if you're depressed and stuff, give them a call and they'll try to get you straight.
And it's like they said, you don't have to go through the uncomfortable, you know, waiting room or a new office or worrying about sitting there waiting with other patients, whatever. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. So it's very convenient.
Yeah, and if some people, if your mental health issues are bad enough to where, like, you don't want to go to a doctor's office to let people know that you're experiencing mental health issues, this is a perfect situation for you. You do it all over the phone or online.
So check them out at BetterHelp. Boom.
You know,
he'll call bullshit. You know, if he asks me a question and I give him an answer and he doesn't believe it or he doesn't think I'm answering it completely, or if he thinks I'm trying to protect somebody or something or myself, I mean, he's like a prosecuting attorney. It's like being on a witness stand.
and here's the thing, Eric.
It's entertaining. You
can't get mad at him because you know it comes with no malice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you a story. You know, about 3 years ago, that was longer than that. It must have been 4 or 5 years ago. I was at an autograph signing or something, and Conrad came up to me. Now, I don't even remember this, of course, but evidently Conrad came up to me and invited me to his home in Huntsville. He was going to pay me handsomely to sit down with him and like 5 or 6 of his friends, very, you know, small affair, and just do a Q&A for like 3 or 4 hours. And I went, I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't want to spend 3 or 4 hours with a bunch of people I don't know. Right. And you know, in a room that I can't get out of. You know, it's right. different if you're in a bar, you're in a restaurant or something. If you get tired of answering questions, you can just get up and leave. But right. somebody's going to write you a check and lock you in their house, then you're there for the duration.
Right.
So I politely, I hope it was politely, passed. And then about a year or two later, Bruce said, man, I met this guy named Conrad. And, you know, he brought me into his home. And I said, yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that. And Bruce said, you should do it, man. He's a great guy. You know, give you a couple beers, treat you well, you know, go out to dinner. I said, all right. Now I need the bread. I'll do it. Sure.
Right.
So I did it, and it was fun as hell when I first got there. And it was, you know, Conrad's got a really nice house. He's a very successful mortgage banker and all that good stuff. You know, he's got a man cave that, you know, could probably second as a legitimate WWE Hall of Fame for Ric Flair. And
that's tremendous. That is tremendous.
If WWE ever, you know, does, you know, build a legitimate, you know, physical Hall of Fame, they're going to be writing a fat ass check to Conrad because he's got all the great shit. But I did it, and about halfway through it, all of a sudden Conrad starts getting really stiff, right? He started off being, oh, so what was it like to go to work for WCW? All the general, easy, soft questions. And then once the beers started flowing, right, about four or five beers in, I'm starting to feel a little bit relaxed, and then all of a sudden, bam! What the fuck did you book this for? Who booked this shit? Who did that? What were you thinking? I'm going, oh, Jesus Christ, now I can't get out of here.
Right.
So I knew what I was getting into when I did it. But I also know that's what makes the show interesting, because he's coming at me from the fans' point of view.
Right.
And what the fans see and what the fans understand, and he's asking the questions that they want answered. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Love being here, Conan, anytime. And Disco, thank you very much. And I'm proud of you for going on that keto diet, by the way. It's a great diet.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Eric. And anything you need from us, we're here, bro.
All right, my man. You be well. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thank you, Eric.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What up?
You know, you've heard us talking about Legacy Ultimate Stack featuring Recovery PM before. You know, Nick Aldis's products, right? So what does a sleep aid have to do with raising testosterone? That's the question. Do you know the answer to that?
No. I guess if you get more rest, your testosterone increases.
Well, the majority of daily testosterone release occurs during sleep. Men with interrupted or poor quality sleep experience an average of 15% reduction in testosterone levels. That's not good. Add to that the fact that after the age of 30, men experience an average testosterone decrease of about 1% per year. So that's why Legacy developed a total testosterone complex that covers all three areas of optimal testosterone levels. TestX9 to naturally stimulate testosterone production, T-Assist to keep estrogen at bay and maintain liver health, and Recovery PM, that's our favorite, to promote quality REM sleep so your body can actually release the testosterone you're working so hard to increase. Recovery PM has a repeat customer rate of over 80%. It means 4 out of 5 users love it so much they're coming back again and again. And now you can subscribe and save on all the products at LegacySups.com, so you never have to worry about running out. Try the Ultimate Test Stack for 30 days. Just give it a shot and feel the incredible difference for yourself. And because Legacy are friends of the show, you can save 10% of your entire order at LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com by using the code K100. LegacySupps.com. It's time to level up with Legacy.
Yo, so if you want to increase and improve your testosterone levels and get some good sleep, no better place than at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.